Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is That's a Crime. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal. We are back for another crime update, if you will.
I like the updates because I think that they're very necessary.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we had hinted at the fact when we did this crime, which was our last episode, when we covered New York City subway passenger kills unhinged man with deadly chokehold in 2023. Now, this is very recent. The crime occurred on May 1st, 2023. Last time I checked, we're still in May. And I saw this come up last week, and then we were recording tonight, so I held it. But there's an update on the crime, as we knew, because courts were meeting, things were happening, they were deciding whether or not to press charges. And just to give a quick, you know, backdrop to that episode, our crime, I'll even read the synopsis from our last episode. On May 1st, 2023, 30-year-old Jordan Neely began an aggressive rant on a New York City subway soon after a fellow passenger, 24-year-old U.S. Marine veteran Daniel Penny, intervened, taking Neely to the ground and putting him in a chokehold, ultimately killing him. So that all happened, and if you remember, that same day I was on a different subway, a train heading out of town. So it was just like kind of like, wait, very surreal for me. Like, did that just happen? So spooky just to kind of be in that. And when we left town, a lot of protests were happening. So this was kind of a big stir, as it should be. It's very complicated, and please listen to that previous episode. But this came out, Sal, and on our episode, you even mentioned you don't see this very often. And Sal, what was that you were alluding to exactly? As far as a charge goes.
That you don't see.
A charge that you don't see.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So when I was growing up, there was a charge called manslaughter. Mm-hmm. And the idea was with manslaughter was that you accidentally killed someone. It could have been, yep, you ran someone over
drunk
accidentally. Drunk driving. Or maybe you were, let's say, a foreman on a construction site. You didn't take care of the machines, yep, and then someone died in the machines. You accidentally killed someone. That was the whole idea. I haven't seen the manslaughter charge invoked in years. It's almost like it vanished. Now, it seems to be making a comeback.
Well, I don't know if it vanished or not. Maybe it wasn't on your radar. But
have you seen the manslaughter charge in the last 10, 20 years?
Not
I
as much.
Seen it much at all.
So Daniel Penny was arrested. I believe it was May 12th. I could make sure of that. But he's charged with second degree manslaughter for the killing of Neely. So he is now on bail and he's doing some press and meeting with people. Of course, there's probably lots of publications trying to meet with him. And he doesn't go back to jail. I have the article up now until like mid-July. And so I just thought, hey, let's do an update because obviously it's progressed. Not too far, but at least there's an update to our episode because we had done it right after it happened. And there were some things that Penny has said, Sal. Why don't you take one of his takeaways here, one of his quotes, if you will.
I judge a person based on their character. I'm not a white supremacist, Mr. Penny told the Post. I mean, it's a little bit comical. Everybody who's ever met me can tell you, I love all people. I love all cultures. You can tell by my past and all my travels and adventures around the world. I was actually planning a trip through Africa before this happened. I don't know,
yeah.
Jason. I don't know if that's
not
if
sure
that
it's relevant.
Is going to necessarily help him.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's
to
you
him.
Know that old
it might
what
be
is
relevant.
It Shakespeare saying? What's that Shakespeare saying? Thou doth protesteth too much.
Yeah.
Well, in other words, you're trying to defend yourself so much. Like, why are you trying to defend yourself so much?
Yeah.
What are you invoking Africa? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I don't need to know that you like everybody. Just seeing, you know, we didn't talk about on the last episode after we had watched the video, and it was hard to watch. And of course, I do believe the intent was not to kill, but it was too far, extreme. Like, you don't need to choke someone that long. You could hold them down and they could be, you know, screaming the whole time, but you don't need to take someone's air. But to see his face, Penny's that is, after they figured out what had happened when Neely was unresponsive, he looked devastated. And that's someone who doesn't look like, yeah, that's what I meant to do. So in no way, shape, or form do I think he meant to, but he did. So, yeah, he could just come out and share that. Like, my intent was not this. I was just doing this thing. And he does say more. But, yeah, this I thought, yeah, maybe he needs a PR person because this is, I don't even know if he needs some of this in there at all. And to be clear, he does go back to court July 17th, 2023, and he's out on $100,000 bail. Now, Marine was one thing that came up when I first found out this whole crime, but he is a student and he was on his way to a college student, that is, architectural school. I believe he wouldn't even release the school. He doesn't want any bad publicity, but he's doing online now. He's not even going to class because it's probably just too much, you know, media following him. And he was actually going to the gym to work out when this happened because it was midday. But not a huge bail, but he's probably not going to flee. A Marine, he's probably going to stand up and, you know, try to have his character, you know, prove his character. But he went on to say this as well. I'm deeply saddened by the loss of life. It's tragic what happened to him, him being Neely. Hopefully we can change the system that so desperately failed us. Now, I agree with that more. Still, bad decisions were made on that train.
Yeah, I do feel like you talk about the PR rep. It's like,
yeah,
it's like they, his legal counsel should be saying, listen, let us do the talking.
Yeah, not you. And when I told you that it was manslaughter, you found out, you brought up an interesting point about the other people on the train helping Penny, because there was one more of the person in the video, and there was photo of a second person. And so, yeah, speak to that, Sal, if you would.
Yeah, so we have Penny on top, or we have Penny with Neely in a chokehold.
Yep.
And then we have Neely's arms kind of flailing, and then a couple of bystanders, other riders, mm-hmm. who seem to be kind of holding his arms down.
Yeah.
Because he was, well, you would say that he was kind of flailing his arms for his life, you would say.
Well, exactly.
And these other people were holding his arms down. So, you know, Jason, I've been a fan of mixed martial arts for so long. I know what to recognize. I know what the scenarios look like. I grew up on the streets. I grew up in a bad area.
Yeah.
I don't know why nobody said, hey, stop with the chokehold. Yeah. Stop. Nobody seemed to say anything.
Well, we don't know, right? It's also...
Well, we don't hear it in the video.
We don't hear it in the video.
It was a lot of... You know what it was, Jason? It was a lot of bad judgment. A
lot of bad judgment. Yeah. But you had said that those other two people or any other, they could be accomplices in some way, being manslaughter.
Well, because if you have somebody arrested for manslaughter for the death of an individual,
yeah.
but then you have other people who were kind of bystander but involved, they were involved. They touched
they
the
were
victim.
Involved. Yeah.
Yeah. Should they not be held accountable to some degree as well then? If you're going to hold Penny accountable, which I think you should, by the way, I do think you should, like I agree with you. I don't think he intended to kill Neely. I don't think he intended to, but he did. Bad judgment. But then he had other people kind of helping him throughout this thing before the final consequence.
Right. And I had read in this article, they had mentioned fellow passengers. So, you know, I think that that's still under review. I know that for him to get arrested, I had read that they went through things that we haven't even seen. The video we saw was 3.5 minutes from a journalist that apparently went on for 15 minutes. And there was other photos. Other people had cameras, Sal. They didn't probably want to just give it to TMZ. So the cops went through all of this and determined. And they also, as you know how it is, they separate everybody. They interview people separately. They talk to them. And they got a sense of like, okay, there's enough here to move forward. I'm sure they're doing the same for anybody else. Like, was that person helping or just trying to see if Neely was breathing? So we don't know. And that's why this is an ongoing, we're still in May, you know, and we won't even have resolution until the summer, July, and to see what happens to Penny. But I just wanted to come back because do as we say. And this is the latest information now, and I'm sure it will continue to go from here.
Yeah, and I think it also, the reason why I like this is not because I'm so vengeful. It's because I think that the whole manslaughter thing does have to take all of us as individuals are responsible and are accountable for our behavior, even in the event of an accident. If you accidentally do something, you still are held accountable, even though you didn't intend to do it.
I totally agree. And above all, rest in peace to Neely. You know, his family's hurting, friends, loved ones. There's still, as far as I was reading, I think protests are continuing. And, you know, we'll see how this plays out. I hope it's not a bad thing that erupts in New York City and elsewhere. But there's that unfortunate side to it as well, that Penny being white, Neely was black, and then people are reading into the race thing. And I don't even consider that. It's just bad judgment. Someone went too far. And yeah, if I was on that subway, Sal, yeah, I would like to think that I would step up and say, enough's enough. People were probably scared. They're traumatized by Neely's actions. And then here's Penny, and they think, okay, at least he's keeping it at bay. And then it just goes too far, right? And if you're someone who doesn't, like, put yourself out there and speak up in those situations, it's probably a lie. I'm sure everyone is seeking counsel. It was probably a very, very tough situation. None tougher than for Neely, of course, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's what the whole thing was. When you look at how it all began, Neely never struck anyone, never harmed anyone physically, never lashed out in any way at anyone other than verbally just kind of complaining and lamenting about his own status.
Right. Yeah.
And so, in other words, it's like, why did Penny even get him in a chokehold in the first place?
Yeah.
So start there. Like, why did he even do that in the first place when Neely was not actually hurting anyone?
I think he was
threatened. And yet Penny gets him in a chokehold. So you have to start there.
Thought other people were threatened and just, you know, I think he was even asked, like, would you do it again? He's like, well, he's a Marine. And he thought this is a situation that needs to be diffused. He's been programmed.
You know, Jason, this is a whole other episode, but I do have certain opinions about veterans. I respect veterans a lot. I have visited military bases.
Yeah.
I respect our military. I do. But I respect it so much that I do know that sometimes our military can come back onto the U.S. soil and have problems. And these people with problems, with PTSD, are out there on the streets, in our offices, in our subways.
Yeah.
They need help. And these people may then all of a sudden knee-jerk reaction, lash out at their own fellow citizens, fellow passengers, needlessly, because these people themselves, you know, they went into a whole thing about Neely having previous incidences of mental health issues, having incidences with the law a few times. Fine. That's all fine. Let that come out. But Penny, no one has analyzed his mental health. Nobody has analyzed his mental status during this. It's all been about Neely's mental status. So I don't think it's definitely been one-sided in that regard.
And you brought that up for sure. So before, and it was a great point then, and it is now. So we'll see. So that is all we have. An update on New York City subway passenger kills unhinged man with deadly chokehold 2023. This might be the first double update, Sal, and I'm sure it will be at least some point this summer. We'll bring you breaking news, as we like to do here. And Sal, maybe we'll come back with a lighter crime next time. I know you like to kind of go back and forth.
I hope we have something light to cover soon because, yeah, there's been too many casualties.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like seeing this. Really, it breaks my heart. Because you know what? It's indicative of our world.
Yeah.
It's indicative of our society, of our country. When things like this happen, it shows, this is where we are. This is where we are in space and time. We're still here.
Yeah.
You know, so I like to think that we as a society, as humans, are growing, are evolving. But sometimes in situations like this, I question as to whether we are.
We're devolving, unfortunately. Well, please come back, all fans, listeners, viewers, rate the show. Real easy, Sal. Click the old 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Just bloop. And if you have the time, leave us a review, a 5-star review, mind you. And above all, check out, Sal, where do they need to go?
They need to go to justcuriousmedia.com, which I always say is the starting point, is the launching pad for you to see and hear everything that Just Curious Media has to offer, including That's a Crime and much more wonderful content.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.